Now, be as gentle as I can be about this in this headline, if you will. The Cleveland Cavaliers dominated the Pistons in Game 7 last night at Little Caesars Arena, 125-94. Not a single Piston broke 20. I bring on our sports expert, Jamie Edmonds, who also happens to be co-host of JR Morning with Chris Lloyd and Jamie. Jamie, you're my sports expert this afternoon. I'm just going to throw it open to this question. What the heck happened?
I mean, good question. I think the Pistons are asking that question today of themselves because they were down 3-1 to Orlando. They were down 3-2 to Cleveland, forced this game 7. So they had it in them during elimination games, but they just didn't come up with the same fervor that the Cavaliers had to start the game, and then they got down big.
I said earlier that if there was ever proof that there is a place for a sports psychologist, it's the fact that the Pistons could have used a sports psychologist last night, because they did not at any one point in time look like they even believed they could win.
They just look so listless, which is so crazy on your home court with Game 7. And you know who else could use a sports psychologist is Jalen Duren, because he was an all-star during the regular season and then not a great performance in these playoffs.
What do you think? I don't know. You know, I feel bad for everybody. I feel bad for the fans. Look, it's easy to say, and it's true. The Pistons had a fabulous season. We remember two seasons ago, what did they win, 14 games?
14.
I mean, they had a tremendous season, but we kind of got sucked in, and we kind of expected more just based on what we've seen them do, and none of that was there last night. I feel sorry for the coach. I feel sorry for the players. I feel sorry for the fans.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely was just not, like, I thought they could lose. Maybe they lose on a buzzer beater or something, because anything can happen in a Game 7. But losing like this, that is the surprise for me.
Was it like 30 points or something? Here we were so big on winning by 20, and they came back and just creamed us. It was not pretty. Now, I'm sorry, but I don't have a lot of respect for a team that looks like they could be big-time wrestlers with the acting that they do. Oh, I mean, the amount of acting those guys did was ridiculous. I was embarrassed.
Especially James Harden. I mean,
well, James Harden can't take
game.
A shot. He can't take a shot without falling on the floor, even when there's no one 5 feet around him.
It's kind of the NBA game. Like, if you feel a little contact, you, like, sort of embellish. That's exactly what the Cleveland Cavaliers did. They announced they were going to do it, though.
They announced they were going to do it before the first game, or maybe after the first game.
And they certainly executed. But I always think of hockey players when these giant guys are writhing on the ground when they've got like a little tap from another player. Right. Hockey players like play through, you know, broken teeth and everything.
Right. It's a very good point. And unfortunately, most of these basketball players are making much more money than most hockey players. So it is funny to see. Now, any last thoughts on the game? At least now we'll be able to watch them on television free. And I thank Tom Gores and Vice Chairman Arne Tellem for that good news. It'll all be on WMYD TV 20 Detroit. That's the good news. I wrote that in my Detroit news column because I wrote it long before the game.
Well, that's the positive news. Well, here's my more positive news, Paul. I really think this team is learning. And how do you learn? You learn through adversity like this when you lose this heartbreaking way on your home court. Like, they're going to come back next season with hopefully a couple more pieces from Trajan Langdon, and they can get to the Eastern Conference Final. There's a good core here.
Yeah, there certainly is a good core. I just can't figure out how it could all just be gone like it was last night. As you point out, on the home court, 25 buses be damned, they lost. I want to know how you're feeling, and I know that the latest episode of Jamie's Journey, your podcast, Angels Along the Way, is now out. But most importantly, how are you feeling?
Well, thanks for asking, Paul. I'm feeling okay. Mondays are my best day because I'm gearing up for another treatment on Tuesday morning. But I have a big milestone coming. The first drug I had to do 12 times weekly, and tomorrow is my 12th. So I still have a long journey, but I can't believe I've come this far.
12 times weekly?
Yes, for this first drug, and tomorrow is number 12.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. sport coat, thanks to Marie Osborne. I have the pink ribbon. I'm not wearing my sport coat at the moment, but my sport coat has that pink ribbon. And I have asked, when people ask me, I'm wearing it until Jamie's free and clear of cancer.
That is so sweet. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Well, we love you and we love your talent and we love you as a person and as a family member. And along the way, any way we can help, you know, we will. And talk about Jamie's journey, Angels Along the Way. Your latest edition is out now. Just a quick summary.
Just quickly, it's my third episode. I talked to a therapist from Henry Ford to talk about the mental load of getting terrible news like this, and hopefully it relates to a lot of people. And I have a lot planned for this podcast. It's really been cathartic for me, and hopefully it's helping a lot of people going through cancer out there.
Oh, I promise you, you could have been very quiet about this and dealt with it on your own, but you realized how you were helped by other people talking to you and telling you their story. So you decided you were going to help as many people as you could with your platform and tell your story. And I will forever salute you for that, Jamie. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have
a great last dose of this this medicine from your 12th take of it. I hope it does everything it's supposed to do, Jamie.
So do I. Your lips to God's ears.
Well, I like to say that, and I'm glad you said it. Jamie Edmonds, co-host of JR Mornings with Chris Lloyd and Jamie, and of course, Jamie's journey, Angels Along the Way. Look for it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, because this should be one of them. 12:43 at 760 WJR.